This is Alcohol Mastery. My name is Kevin O'Hara, and today's question is drinking making your home life unhappy? It's the second question of the Johns Hopkins 20 questions. The question itself was written in the 1930s, and I think it could probably do with a little bit of tweaking. You should be asking yourself, is your family suffering because of your drinking? You know, are there a lot of altercations in your house because of drinking? Would your family rather you weren't there when you were drinking? Other ones might be, are you on your own because of drinking? I think this question is most pertinent to you if you've got a family at home, if you've got children. There was a study done in the US in 2002 which said that 5 million adults who had a drinking problem or were abusing alcohol in some way were in charge of at least one child. Nobody needs me to tell them the devastation that can be caused to a family when one of the parents has got an alcohol abuse problem. A big fallacy about this question is that only poor people are going to suffer from alcoholism, that it only affects poor households. And it's true to a certain extent that if you've got alcoholic problems and you've got money problems in the same house, then it's just going to exacerbate the problem. You know, there's going to be less money for food, less money for clothes, bills, that kind of thing, because money's been spent on alcohol. But middle class people also have alcohol problems in their own homes. They just know how to manage it and hide it a lot better than poor people do. They don't go out and get pissed out of their brains and crash cars. Not for the most part, anyway. My own story, I was always a happy drunk with other people, you know, joking and laughing and just coming out with ludicrous stuff, you know, acting the idiot. And as soon as I was on my own then, I'd start out watching a movie or something. I'd stick on iTunes then and start listening to music, and the music would get more and more somber. Eventually, I'd just become more maudlin and, you know, just be an emotional drunk, you know, crying at silly songs, that kind of stupidity, you know. That was my drink. And crash out the couch, wake up in the morning with a dirty big hangover, and wouldn't want to talk to anyone for the rest of the day. I think one of the worst things was I'd get more narky. I'd start picking fault with things when I got drunk. And a lot of the time I didn't even know I was doing it until the next day, until I was told. I definitely didn't remember doing stuff like that. So that's the second question. Is drinking making your home life unhappy? And to me, that's up there if you've got a family. If you're looking at this on the website, leave a comment down below. Ask any questions you want. Ask for any help you want, and I'll do my best to give it. You can also contact us by using the contact form at the top of the website. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe, like the video, leave a comment. Come back again. We'll be starting on the third question next week. So just keep an eye out. My name's Kevin O'Hara. I hope you've got something out of this. This is Alcohol Mastery.